W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of Calypso by Oliver K. Langmead, narrated by Harry Dobby, Sophia Engstrand, and Peter Wicks.
Prologue. Rochelle. The Calypso is a grand cathedral. When the sun is out, a hollow eclipse. And after dusk, a glittering circlet, crowning the dark heavens, crowning the stars. She is ordinary to my children, another satellite like our bright moon. They were born and raised beneath her shadow, and they will feel her absence when she leaves. Benson collects patterned coloured pebbles, ordering them and categorising them, by which he judges worthy of keeping and taking home as precious mementos. Kira creates castles in the gold sand, digging rivers and moats for the warm sea, washing in waves over her feet and hands, erasing her fledgling kingdoms quickly. I tell them to be careful, to stay close, to make sure they avoid the jellyfish, and let me know if they need more sunscreen. All the things I think a mother should say. I will never see my children again, at least in this life. I will leave them soon. I will sleep. And when next I awaken, they will have lived their lives and passed away. This holiday to the Caribbean is my way of trying to fix myself in their memories so that when they die, they will know to wait for me in heaven. I have been blessed enough to give birth twice, and now I must pass that blessing along. When I wake next, I will be a midwife, because the Calypso is expecting. The Calypso will soon be a mother. She is ready and expecting to birth skies and rivers and trees and animals. The Calypso will birth a whole new world. The Calypso feels like a new nation. The crew are so young, it surprises me that they have learned enough to keep us safe, to navigate the perilous expanse. I've always admired the stellar maps, the same way that I admire works of art. All those curving lines by which gravity informs flights. There are no straight lines in space. Most of the engineers have chosen Earth to look down upon, but I choose the stars, as if I might catch a glimpse in the dark of glittering Luna or distant Mars.
"Is this your first time off-world?" asks Sigmund.
I don't think he's ever spoken to me before.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?